So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back, happy hour listeners. I'm Becca Kufrin, and this week I am riding solo. I'm taking you to the finish line. That is the finale of Zach's season. It's crazy that we are already here. I feel like this season at times has just flew by, and at times it seemed extra long, but we made it. And today we will have a very fun episode because we are sitting down with the newest Bachelor Nation couple, Zach and Katie, together for, well, not the first time because they obviously did the finale, but one of the first interviews with this happy couple. So we're excited to hear from them all about their experience, how life has been after filming, and hopefully get some plans, some juicy details for their future as fiancés. They can finally say that. I'm sure it feels great for them. So before we bring them on, we're not going to do a full recap today, only because obviously we have the couple with us. They lived it. They were there. They can give us their firsthand experience of everything that went down during that crazy week. But when I was watching this final episode, I was just going down memory lane, remembering how I was feeling during that last week with emotions and such strong feelings between two people. It's never easy. Like, that week truly is, it's one of like the happiest times, but it's also at the same exact time, one of the most stressful, anxiety ridden, really sad times, because you not only are hopefully starting your new life with your partner, but you're also saying goodbye to somebody that you have been falling in love with. And it's a really weird juxtaposition that you can find yourself in. And so Zach is one of the few leads who had to experience all of that craziness. So we will get his experience firsthand once we bring them on. But before that, we'll just do a little fun catch up for all of you listeners. I have some fun news to share. Thomas and I are finally in our house. I know it has been a long time coming. We have talked about it week after week on this podcast, but our house is 93% finished. We're finally sleeping in it. We're living in it. We're cooking in it. And we actually had our first little gathering of friends over the other night. And if anyone follows me or anyone in Bachelor Nation on social media, you'll see that we had a little reunion with Abigail and Noah, and we had Justin and Andrew in town, and Mikey P and Rodney. It was all for Rodney's birthday, so we finally could open our doors and welcome some friends and just cook and eat a crap ton of ice cream and have game nights and drink wine. And so that has been like the most exciting part of my life right now. Not to make this all about me, but that's been a really exciting thing for us. So you'll finally hear me stop talking about the renovations. I know we've been talking about it since July, so you're welcome. But it's a good week, I think, to celebrate all around. And before we do any more celebrating, once we bring Katie and Zach on, we really want to celebrate their love because, again, this is the first time that they're in public and they can do the little things like go to the grocery store and hold hands in the street and even say each other's names in public. So we'll get into that. But I do also want to just bring up how incredible all of the women have been this season, especially Gabby. We saw her in the finale. And I'm sure anyone watching the breakup between her and Zach, I mean, I'm sure you felt it and you've felt the emotions with Gabby and you could feel for her in that moment. Gabby, you have remained, if you're listening, you've remained classy until the very end, and you've still kept your spunk and your quirk. And so we're also wishing Gabby the best in whatever's to come in this next chapter of her life. It's never easy seeing somebody get broken up with, especially on such a public platform. But Gabby, we love you and we're supporting you from afar. And I think only good things are going to be coming for you in the future. Who knows if that's paradise or what that might mean. But I can't forget about Gabby here before we get into everything. But I think with all of that, like I said, we're not going to do a full recap because I want to hear it from the horse's mouth themselves. So I think without further ado, everyone, I'm going to be bringing on Zach and Katie for the first time on Happy Hour as a couple, as the newly engaged lovebirds. So please welcome Zach and Katie to Happy Hour. Well, welcome you two lovebirds. It's fun to finally see you two together in the flesh. How does it feel now that you can finally say each other's names in public?
It feels so good. Finally, truly.
A long time coming. Like the amount of times we like have to go secret code names on our phone and like we have to meet up at secret locations to see each other. No more. We're done.
Okay. I need to know, what were your code names for one another?
Oh my God. So he actually had quite a few in my phone. But the one that lasted the longest was Lucy.
Lucy. Okay.
With an emoji, the picture.
Lucy with a monkey because his favorite animal is a monkey.
Orangutan.
How did we pick out Lucy?
I think because I didn't have any friends who were named Lucy. And I could easily, like, if somebody saw it in my phone, I'd just be like, oh, I work with them. And they'd be like, oh, okay.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what was the other one?
So for Katie, it was, and it always has been this. It's been a purple heart emoji because her favorite color is purple. Mm-hmm. But a dolphin right after because dolphins are her favorite animal. I have like, I mean, I was just like, I'm going to show it off. They're like, who's purple heart dolphin emoji? I'm like, you'd like to know, wouldn't you?
I'm just thinking, like, if I was sitting behind you, like, in a grocery store seeing this, I'd be like, who, what? What is this?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Actually, I love the Lucy nickname. I actually named my car after. Yeah, because of you.
So I love Lucy. I love that. What has been the hardest part during this waiting period for you both?
It's a good question.
I think, like, we both just wanted to like go to a coffee shop together. We just want to go out for dinner. And you truly do get to know people when you go out for dinner, how somebody treats a server or even like hanging out with each other's friends. Like we don't see that. So I think we were itching for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think also there was such a positive of being isolated in, you know, a house together. And we learned so much about one another. And I don't take that for granted at all. But yeah, I think we were both super excited to just finally
do normal life stuff.
Yeah.
Like that was that was what we were like itching for, you know, on all the happy couple visits. It's like, oh, like, wouldn't it just be great if we could go to dinner tonight or like just go on a hike or walk the city or do this and that. But what Katie was saying of, we started to appreciate the fact that we had our own little bubble and we had all this time to just talk and cover like a lot of things that we don't get the time to while we're in the show. And it was huge for us. And so we actually looked back on it, or we talked about it a little bit briefly, of as much as we want to rush into like going to the restaurants and coffee shops and just doing normal life stuff, I think there's going to be a moment when we look back and think like, oh, that was kind of like a sweet time we had together where we had to be so secretive. And that's a once in a lifetime thing of having to be so.
Yeah. And also life catches up to you. Like, he's going back to work, I'm going back to work. And, you know, we're going to have busy schedules. So I think like just like having this moment, no, nothing in the way, no distractions, nothing, just solely intimate time with you.
Yeah.
It was special, but we are very much.
You're ready to be out. I get it. Yeah. I remember those months, and especially like those last couple weeks, they seem to just drag on so long, and all you want to do is share with the world, because I'm sure most of your friends and family know by now. But it, again, you're in this weird limbo phase where you're like, okay, I love this person, I'm ready to like take this next step, but I can't quite get there yet. I have a two-part question. Okay. So two-part question for you both. Now, Zach, you seem like a rule follower, which I am too. I appreciate rules. I like the structure. Unless I've had a little too much wine, then I get kind of loosey-goosey. But Katie, I obviously don't know you that well. So when you were in these happy couple houses, did you at any point throw on disguises, have wigs, hats, glasses? And did you ever sneak out and do a little walk? That's my first question. And then adding on to that, what was like the main thing you did to pass the time? Do you play games? Do you cook? Do you just chat? What did your days look like?
Yeah, I would say we for sure got a little, we were very cooped up in the house and we did need to go for a walk. So yeah, we did do some disguises, hats, glasses.
The full thing, hoodie on. He actually looked more suspicious probably looking back at it.
Yeah, but like, it's just not realistic. You can't keep us in a house for 4 days straight and like not know what the weather's like outside. So anyways, I'm an outdoorsy person. Like, I was losing my marbles going inside, like staying inside. So yeah, we definitely did go for some walks, but like we were still like, we were good about it.
We were smart about it. Like, we, like early on, obviously, I'm the rule follower, and like you were like, we're going on a walk on like our first one, and I was like, oh, but babe, like,
shoes on, we're going.
And you're like, we're going in here. So we did it totally fine. I think every couple we were out. Yeah. I mean, we
sometimes twice.
Like long.
Yeah.
But what we did to pass the time in the house, we played a lot of like, obviously a little bit of drinking here and there, lots of wine. Board games type of board games, like Jenga, which I guess we played a lot of like drinking Jenga. Anytime there's a pool or a hot tub, we'll do that, cornhole.
Yeah, we did do that. I would say we played a lot of games that got to know each other. So there was like card games that would be like, okay,
ask your partner like what their biggest like insecurity is, or stuff like that.
So we played a lot of those games, and we
got great
so well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's so important. And especially like going off of what you both said earlier, like, this is the time, and as annoying as it is when you don't want to have to be so secluded for so long, it is nice because you are in this protected space just to truly kind of just playing off of the show. You just spend that one-on-one uninterrupted alone time with somebody. Okay, before we get into all of the fun, the finale, the engagement, all of the happiness, Zach, I do just have one question for you, because this is something that happened at the very beginning of this last episode where I was just a little confused. And it happened probably within like the first 10 minutes, I would say. And you're basically, to set the scene, I understand how crazy this last week is. It's one of like your happiest times because you know you're finally going to have the beginning of this life with your partner starting, but you also know that you have a really hard goodbye to get to before that point. You made a comment of like you have regrets and you know, you were like working through the decisions that you had made the week prior and it was like really taking a toll on you. But then like within 5 minutes, and I'm sorry to bring up Gabby in front of you because you guys are a couple, but you know, yeah, she is part of this episode. But Gabby, Zach had questioned you at one point of like, do you have any regrets? And in that moment, you said, no, basically, like, I don't have any regrets. I wouldn't change anything. And for me as a viewer, I was just left a little confused because I was like, does he have regrets about like the actions that took place or like the boundaries he set? So if you would just really quick set the scene and kind of just speak on that a bit more for all of the viewers to understand where your headspace was during that, like that whole conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where it could easily be seen as like a little confusing or muddy. And, you know, how I view that entire, like the fantasy suite week with, you know, me setting up those parameters, like I looked back at that and I still look back at that. That was regret. And that's where I made mistakes and I know I could have been better and I didn't need to do that. And that's always on me. So yeah, I could have done a lot of things better. You know, in talking with Gabby, when I'm like talking about like our experience together, our relationship at the time, that there's no regret because that's like getting to know the person and that's how things took to get to the point that they were, if that makes sense. But how the fantasy suite week went as a whole of me kind of derailing it, that was a regret. So like, I know that probably back to back and it looks like, okay, he just said he has all these regrets, but no regrets, Gabby. Well, I don't have any regrets with that relationship with Gabby, but I have regrets on that entire week of me accidentally derailing everything.
Okay. I kind of figured that's what the situation was and that's why you were saying that. But again, like people who watch the show, like they only hear one certain thing and that's kind of what they go off of. So I wanted to give you the space to be able to like alleviate any confusion there. So thank you for that. Now let's get into this final week because you were prepping months to find your partner. You obviously did. Let's take it back now to when you guys are finally on that stage together during After the Final Rose, officially as a couple. What were you most excited about, like leading up to that moment for both of you?
I mean, just first and foremost, just excited to show her off, like to everyone. Like, I want, you know, like all my family to spend time with her, all my friends. I want to do like the life of going to restaurants, coffee shops, like just do that together. And this like moment on stage is like kind of that kickoff point of like, this is the rest of our lives together. And so it was just getting to that moment. Like, I know we were both pretty nervous. And I mean, when there's like a live crowd, it's terrifying.
So terrifying.
But it was just like, after this, like it's a new chapter for us. Yeah. And I can't wait. So.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. Truly.
Yeah. Was there anything that you were slightly nervous for going into that?
And like the live cameras are pretty scary.
Me?
Both of you. Yes. Katie, take it away.
Maybe stumbling in my heels because I can't walk in heels. But no, I don't think I wasn't nervous or anything. I was just super excited to just finally be sitting on that couch with you. And yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just starting our lives. I think that's like that was the point that we were waiting for. Mm-hmm. Is just being able to announce it and just moving forward.
I know, and I'm so tired of being on that stage, not with her by my side.
Yeah. So. I know. It's those moments that you want to share with your partner, and you can't quite until last night. So I get it. It was a long time coming. You both looked lovely, and I mean, we're excited to see. I feel like this was just the jump start to everything. I will warn you, you do have a crazy couple weeks ahead with a lot of press. I will tell you right now, anywhere you go out in public, whether it's even on a walk, a grocery store, out to dinner, you will be bombarded. So prep now. Try to always carry dental floss with you so you don't have food in your teeth, because that was my problem for a while. But people, you'll just receive so much love and support, and people just like want to share in that with you. So I'm warning you now, your cheeks are going to be burning from smiling. But enjoy it. Problem. It's a fun time. Okay. Let's go back to, so you spent the last 2 weeks of the finale in Thailand, which it's such a beautiful place. Was that, have you, either of you been there before, or was that your first times?
I've been there.
Yeah, we both actually have been there. That was the only place I've been to outside of the country, but actually before this whole thing.
Okay. Okay. Did you, I mean, taking the show out of it, were you, either of you, able to experience like anything new culturally with the food, anything?
No.
You were like, I was stuck in my hotel room when I wasn't with Zach.
No, I was literally stuck in my hotel room. Some of the girls actually went and did stuff. Like Ariel, she went and hung out with elephants. Gabby was riding around on her bike and all this stuff. And I was in a pool drinking.
That sounds lovely too.
Yeah. I mean, it was good.
You can do that in any country, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
I didn't get to experience a whole lot. I mean, as we saw in the last episode, monkeys almost attacked me. So that was new.
Mm-hmm. The monkeys.
So
they're aggressive out there.
They're so aggressive. It like scared the crap out of
you. You can't carry anything. You can't have a backpack. They'll come out and like they'll take your water bottle, or they'll take your food, whatever.
And
they got no shame.
They're like, no, it's their whole family like comes after you.
Yeah, they're intense. They're intense. Okay, so what was that last week like for both of you? I mean, Zach, obviously you were able to see your family for the first time in months, and Katie, that was your first time meeting them. What was it like going into that? Can Katie, for you, did you learn anything new about Zach from his family that you didn't know before?
I think it just validated and confirmed that he had an amazing heart, and just hearing what his mom had to say, his dad, his sisters, everything was just, it just confirmed that. You know, I know your mom said that you were more traditional. And I think I was like, okay, I didn't really realize that. But I think that's what I maybe learned. But other than that, it was just kind of like just confirming that he had an amazing heart. And I already knew that at that point. But yeah.
Zach, what was it like for you seeing Katie? What are you whispering? Okay, for everyone listening, they're just so cute. Zach's just like whispering probably sweet nothings into Katie's ear. Oh my gosh. You guys are actually very adorable. And I would say it's annoying, but I also feel the same way about my partner. So keep at it. Keep at it. Zach, what was it like for you being able to see Katie interact with your family for that first time?
I was so excited to have her actually finally meet like my mom and my dad. That was like what I was most excited about. I knew she'd get along with my sisters. I mean, my sisters are crack ups, and I don't know like how much of their personality is really shown or not, but they're awesome. And I know you got along with it, but
talking to your sisters was like talking to my friends. It felt very comfortable.
Yeah. And I remember like seeing you after the fact and was like, I knew it went well. Like I could just tell. But also like what my family like told me afterwards, it was just like, yeah, it's just different. Like with you two, there's this aura like around you both. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, I know, like I just, and I don't know, it was just like everything went smooth. I know my dad kind of scared you a little bit, but I'm going to tell you this. He was very jet lagged, had quite a bit of whiskey, and that man can talk. So he, I've been apologizing ever since to Katie about that all.
No.
Because he's really a big teddy bear, but he had too much Jack Daniels.
He kind of frightened me a little bit. I thought for sure more of the uncomfortable conversation would come from his mom for some reason. I don't know why. And then I thought it would go like really smoothly with his dad, but his dad just like laid into me, and I was like kind of taken back a little bit, not like laid into me in a bad way, but just kind of like, I remember, and I always bring this up to Zach, but he's like, it was like all fun and games. And then he's like, so what happens when the commission check doesn't come in? What are you going to do? I'm like, okay,
that was not shown. This is new to us. How did you answer that?
I mean, good point. What happens? I mean,
I was like, oh my God, Dad, are you kidding me?
So I was like sitting there freaking out. And then I was like, where is Zach?
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, that's so funny because we didn't, I mean, obviously they can only include such a short bit of each conversation, but what we did see with you and Katie, I actually thought it was very special and just so real, is you got pretty emotional with his entire family. And I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you were expecting that, right? Like, not that it got heavy, but you just, I felt like we're so overcome with your emotion and your love and your respect for this man, that that was like a moment where for me as a viewer, I was like, damn, she really does love this man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it just became like very surreal for me too. I mean, it was before, but I think it was like, I can see myself in this family. And it just like, it was like, a lot of it was like tears of joy, mm-hmm. I think, but it was overwhelming. Like, your life's about to turn upside down. It could go good or it could go bad. So mm-hmm. Lots of tears for sure. But
so Zach, I know when we had you on a couple weeks ago now, we had talked a little bit about like hometowns and where you were at in terms of getting parents' blessings. Were you at any point able, before you proposed to Katie at the end, able to call Katie's parents and ask for that? Or was it once you returned? And I'm just assuming you asked for the blessing now, but I could be very wrong. But when were you able to do that with her family?
I asked for her mom's blessing when I met her out in Austin. So it was okay. In town week, and I met her lovely family that is so much fun. And I was like really like nervous for that conversation with her mom, and I just like really saw a future there, and I wanted her to like feel comfortable with me possibly being in their family. And it was really important to me to make sure that, you know, that she approved of me possibly joining the family. So,
oh, you little sneakster, because I know when we asked you, you played so coy. You were like, no, I didn't necessarily want to do that unless I knew it was like the person. Okay, it's coming together.
I think you asked everybody.
Well, out of respect, yeah, like it okay. was. It wouldn't be.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It wasn't like a Katie's the one at that point. No,
but exactly. Maybe he did know. Zach, okay, for both of you. Well, okay, Zach, I'm just gonna ask you this then. When was the one moment that you knew? And I will say this too, because the show does a great job of showing all love stories and showing all relationships and connections. And obviously at the end, I mean, no surprise, there's two people left. And they always show like this struggle of like, I don't quite know, up until like the last moment. That is false, people. Sometimes people just know ahead of time. So Zach, on the record, when did you know it was Katie?
Yeah, on the record.
On the record. So, like, the exact, like, moment where, I mean, it was without a doubt, I knew without any sliver, was when I saw her at the Last Chance date when we were at the waterfall. Immediately, I put my eyes on her and I was like, I'm an idiot. Like it's you. It's been you.
What was the energy of that last date like? And I hate that they call it the last chance date, yeah, because it's like chance. It sounds last like
find your person,
yeah, right? It's like such a Hail Mary, like let me just lob this ball down and see where it lands. It has like such it just sounds so terrible. I wish they had a different name for it. But what was the energy like? I, you know, because I'm not either one of you, and I have a completely different experience of what my last dates were. But for both of you, what was the energy like going into that?
I think it was pretty good. I mean, definitely based on the last date more than that.
Yeah.
You're like, anything is better than that.
Yeah. No, but I think overall, I mean, for me, and obviously you say your piece on it too, but I thought it was good for sure. Like, I was happy going into it. I was a little like, I think just like with the show, I was just like ready to not be in front of a camera anymore. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to take him in that moment and just let's get out of here. Screw all the rest of this and all that. But no, it was really good. It was really sweet. And I really liked the evening portion of our date, but all of it was just really good.
Yeah.
Katie, usually during that time, like, I'm still part of the show with you, but we're expected to give the lead or make the lead a little gift. Did you that night have anything for Zach?
I did. And I've never even talked to you about this.
No, we've never talked about
this. Never. So I actually think it was Hometowns is when it was kind of like we started talking about it. Because we were obviously going to Thailand, but so I made a door knocker. So it's like for our first home and it says home sweet home. Welcome to Zach and Katie's house.
I had no idea. Yeah. You have that?
Stop. Do you still have it?
Wait, you have
a house in Canada, but.
Oh my.
It's actually funny. My mom, when I was packing to come here, I was looking at it and my mom's like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's this gift that I was supposed to give Zach, but we never actually did it.
And she's like, my gosh.
I'm like, it is sweet. I was like,
I have the chills. Well, that's actually very precious because, and I do want to get into your future plans, but I feel like now this is perfect timing to hang it on your door wherever. I mean, you already had Zach help you put together furniture and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is just smart. A great addition.
Smart. Smart. I can screw in a light bulb pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's right. So cute. Okay. So let's get down to the last big best day. Zach, how did you prepare for that? Did you have a game plan of what you wanted to say? Were you just going to kind of wing it? Because this was the first time, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but this was the first time you were going to tell Katie you loved her, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So talk us through your headspace and like plan for that day.
So it was actually like the night before I wanted to have something prepared because I really wanted her to know like how much she means to me, how much I love her. And I wanted it, you know, to be like, you know, like beautifully written if I could, but I just wanted it to be really special for her. And so I started the night before and then I continued it like in the morning. And when everything was all said and done, I was up on that stage and she was walking towards me. I mean, my knees were trembling, like, I was like, my voice was already starting to crack and I was like, I couldn't contain my smile. And I was like, oh shit, this whole like script I had in my head of like what I want to say to her before I get on one knee. Like I'm going to try to remember it. And I remember just going on and I was getting emotional because I was so happy and just seeing like you looking at your eyes and falling more and more in love. And I think you just said, just kiss me already or something.
I did.
And I wanted something, you know, prepared, but like once I was just up there, it was just
you spoke from the heart.
I spoke from the heart,
truly. Yeah. You could tell.
Yeah,
I was like, I wrote out a speech and then I was like trying to memorize it. I'm like, I'm gonna fumble the bag, I'm gonna like, I don't know, like just my words are gonna get all jumbled up and whatever. But
you killed it.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Yeah,
I remember.
No, you did.
I did. I fumbled.
No, you did not fumble. You crushed it. You did not fumble anything. Well, both of you, I think you spoke from the heart. And this is something that I saw. I really think I saw with you two on your first date and just throughout. But like even now, you both just have this ease about you between the two of you. Like it, you just seem, obviously you're so happy right now, but you just also seem so calm and like you center each other, which is really special. And I think that last day, usually you can kind of tell if like something seems rehearsed and people have like ran through certain things in their head. But for both of you, it just seemed to flow. And as you said, from the heart, it was really beautiful.
So one thing that I want to ask both of you, because in especially in the moment of the proposal and finally be able to say, I love you, and know that it's just the two of you from here on out, there's so much excitement. I'm sure there were so many giggles and inside jokes, and just like you were just elated. Obviously, that can't all be shown. So was there anything during that last day that you both remember that stuck out to you that we just missed as viewers?
You want me? I'll take it away. So after...
You're the reason it happened.
I am? Okay. Because this is still a conversation. At some point after the proposal, there's this beautiful swing right on the sand. It's overlooking the water. We're just having this amazing time. We're like we look like kids running around, yeah, basically. And we see this swing and we're like, yeah, screw it. Let's just get on this swing together. And she's holding on to me and I'm like getting the swing ready. But I think she's holding on to the swing. So I'm just holding on to her. So we have no foundation on this swing right now. And on our first little swing up, we both fall completely on the, yep, back of our heads, smack dab on top of the mics that we had on us, like totally like,
yeah,
screwing up our bodies, covered in sand. And
it was so funny.
Yeah.
And then you see like all the producers, the cameramen being like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, laughing my ass off in the sand. I'm like, this is so funny, as if it's happened.
My last memory was just seeing your heels go up in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And of course you're wearing a white dress too.
Right?
Of course, that's how it happens. They're probably like, damn it, we need the paramedics for these newly engaged people. Those are the best. So that's like, those are moments that I wish they included in the bloopers, because like, and yeah, you're probably on cloud nine. You're like, this doesn't even hurt, but like, it is what it is. Katie, I have to tell you this. We're all over the place here, but I have to say, the way that you say sorry, I feel like I'm saying it like you know.
Sorry.
I find it so endearing.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of people thought it was psychotic the way that I said it, but I mean, I can't change it. So
it's Canadian. It's you.
I think we were in Estonia when we brought it up. We were bringing up like how you can hear my accent. I'm like, okay, you say sorry. And then we're like back and forth saying it. I'm like,
and there's another one.
Sorry. And oh, he thinks I say about weird.
Like a boot.
No,
you do. It is a very Canadian, like Midwest thing. About. Zach, you're going to start picking it up. You're going to start talking like Katie. I'm telling you.
So, she already has me on the, hey, that's a pretty good thing, eh?
Hey, oh yeah, I say hey a lot. It's, yeah, so funny moving down to the States. Everybody's like, when a Canadian says A, it's like this huge thing. They're like, the Canadian said A. I was like, what?
I'm from Minnesota, so we're neighbors. So I feel like we do very similar things. Yep. Okay, so one thing during the proposal that I kind of knew what was coming, Zach, but Katie, your face for a hot second, you were like, oh, which way is this going to go? So Zach, right before you tell Katie that you love her, you like, you know, you lead into this beautiful speech of like, you know, I've gotten to know you, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it was basically like, I've been falling in love with you. And then you hesitate and you give a little pause there, and Katie's face, they zoom in and she doesn't quite know which way it's going to go. So Katie, was there a slight moment where you were like, oh shit, this is not going to go my way?
I think, yeah, there's obviously that in the back of your head. It's like, okay, this might not be me, which is so scary. And the thought of it is extremely devastating because my whole heart belonged to him. But yeah, I think.
Or you knew.
I was confident. I think like before that moment, like walking out, I was talking to Jesse before I walked around the corner, and I was confident. And I was confident in us, but you still don't know. But I'm also confident in who I am too and what I have to offer. And I think I was like, it is what it is at this point. He either loves me or he doesn't. And everything happens for a reason. I think I just kind of had that outlook, but I did have a confidence that it was going to be me.
Okay, so let's get into future plans. So last night on stage, you announced that you two are moving in together. Give us like a little timeline and what that looks like.
Yeah. So basically, after all this press and chaos that we have, Zach is going to go back to Anaheim. He's going to pack all his stuff up and he's going to drive to Austin. Mm-hmm. I start a contract. So I'm going to be living separately for 3 months and then we're going to move in together in the summer. Yeah.
In Austin, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. In Austin. How exciting. What are you both most looking forward to about finally cohabitating?
There's waking up to you every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Mrs. Morning Person?
Wow. Still waking up.
Yeah. I cannot wait for just like every morning to roll over. I usually get like, I'm pretty energetic in the mornings, like randomly is when it hits me, and she's a little bit slower to get energy in the morning. So mm-hmm. I love just rolling over and the thought of just every day rolling over, seeing your face, pissing the hell out of it. And now you're like, give me 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So just the going to bed at night, every night with each other and waking up.
Just think doing life together.
Mm-hmm. Even just like the random stuff.
Yeah. Nothing specific. Just, I guess.
Just doing it.
Yeah.
So when you brought him back for your hometown, Katie, we saw him, you know, you put him to work. He was putting together some furniture. Is that the apartment that you will both be living in? Or are you going to find a new one for both of you?
No. So that place, I don't live in there anymore.
Okay.
Travel nurses, that once you're done a contract, you usually just like get a new place. So I was in a studio actually this last contract, while it's been airing. But yeah, no, we won't be in that house. No.
Okay.
Zach's actually setting something up for himself at the moment. And then we'll probably move in to that one together. Yeah.
We're looking like a year in Austin at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we love Austin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a great city. I've only been there once, but I would go back in a heartbeat. There's so much to do. The people are super friendly, really good food. So that's a good spot to land on. And I think like a good city to start this next chapter in together. It's going to be so exciting. Is there anything that you're nervous for? Have either of you lived with a partner before? Is this both of your first times?
I haven't lived with anybody yet.
Like actual full time, this will be the first time. Yeah.
Katie's face. It'll be fun. I will say there's going to be times where you will need some space. So just have like a code word or a separate room that you can just go in and like do your own thing. But you guys will have a blast. It's really fun living with your best friend.
He's really good with me. Like he knows that I need my space to kind of like recharge, and just because my life's so chaotic. Well, it has been. But he's always so good. He's like, do you need some space? Are you okay? And it's not because I'm like giving attitude or anything. He knows me and he's like, okay, like this might be a time where
I'll try not to get in the way and let you deal with stuff, because that's
No, mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah. If you can find a place with two separate bathrooms, that is the advice I would give you. Like have Zach's quarters and Katie's quarters in the bathroom.
I feel like we would butt heads if like we were messy people, but this one is so organized. Like so organized. Okay. You are. And then I'm like flinging my stuff around my suitcase.
The way I pack my suitcase with the hangers already on.
Oh yeah.
Wait, you keep your hangers on your clothes in the suitcase?
Yeah. Is that crazy? I could just like pull them out and hang them up anywhere I go.
Okay, wait. Are you the type of person that every time you go somewhere, you have to unpack your clothes? Like you go to any hotel and you have to hang your clothes or put them in the dresser?
Just shirts.
No, every time I come to a Happy Couples Weekend, everything is like his shirts are piled up in the closet or in a drawer, and then he's got things hung. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that you did the hanger thing, because every time you're here first, so I don't see you take your hanger
clothes. I just bring my own hangers, yeah. Because I don't know if like a hotel will have it all. And I just like, I just open the suitcase, grab the shirts that are on the hangers, boom, done.
Doesn't that just take up extra space and weight though in your suitcase?
Yeah, I've got a pretty big suitcase.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. Katie, you're learning something new about him.
I am.
Katie's like, I don't know how I feel about that. Okay, I have to ask this question, and apologies in advance, because I hated every time I was asked this, like right after the finale, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask it, because the show is about finding love and getting engaged. Have you had any ideas, plans, thoughts, timeline in regards to a wedding?
I can take it. So like Katie and I have talked about it, and we think that, you know, since we've been going a million miles an hour on the show, like, you know, the show is, it's a rushed environment. Like that's the nature of it. And we think we have the rest of our lives to have, like, to spend with each other, that we don't need to rush a wedding or rush anything. Everything up until this point, in a sense, has been rushed. So we decided, like, we're just going to enjoy and focus on our move to Austin together, do life out there, have our friends all meet, just get that time together. And then, you know, we'll figure it out. Like, we're in no rush.
Yeah.
I love her to death, and it's all going to work.
Yeah, I respect that. I mean, take time now, because it's going to be so different from what you have been experiencing. So do your own thing on your own timeline. Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah.
Kind of like takes like a pressure off everything, because it's like, while this has been airing and like even on the show, like there's an immense amount of pressure on everything. And now it's just like, all right, we get to do as much of a normal life as we can now. And there's no
worries. I could see in like the next 2 years.
But I would think that. Yeah, 2 years, and little ones in 4, 3.
Yeah.
Oh, little babies. Well, I can't wait to see what happens next for you both. It's going to be such a wild but fun time. Things will calm down eventually, and then you'll finally feel like you're in a routine and like the dust has settled, which is the best part, truly. Okay, so before we get into wrapping up all of this for both of you, I mean, you've lived it now, and Zach, you've now lived 2 seasons. If you had any advice to share with anyone out there, either looking for love or even potentially like thinking about going on this crazy journey, what advice would you give them?
Good question.
I would say just be yourself. And I think also, try to be the best version of yourself before giving yourself to someone else too.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. That's poetic.
That's me. Poetic.
Zach, what about you?
I would say, like, maybe more specific to like someone putting themselves out there, like in this show environment, like to find love. And I was like asked this question, I think, like for advice for charity, but it can be like for just people in love, is like have fun with like everything you can, because it's like love is something that is so fun and exciting, and sure, it's scary, but it's like one of the best feelings, if not the best feelings in the world, like falling in love and having your person. So have fun with it. Like, don't like overcomplicate it. Don't stress it. Like, I made mistakes in the show of trying to overcomplicate the path to get there, when in reality it's just like letting yourself feel and have fun, and love's a pretty great thing. So just have fun.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Look at those smiles, you two little smitten kittens over here. Okay, well, this is the perfect time then. We're going to get into our little game here. It's our newly engaged game. Very simple. Basically, oh. I'm going to throw a question at you, and you both have to answer at the same time, whether it's Zach or Katie. So I'll throw like the question, the one-liner out to you, and just say which one of you two it is. So
okay.
Let's start with this one. Who is more romantic?
Zach.
Yeah.
Who has the cleaner car? 3, 2, 1.
Zach. Me.
Okay. Who is more organized? 3, 2, 1.
Zach.
This is a good one. Who is more stubborn? 3, 2, 1.
Katie.
I'll put it after my own heart. Who is the pickier eater? 3, 2, 1.
None of us.
Spice.
Oh. Well, I don't like spicy foods. You don't like eggs, but I feel like that equals it out.
Okay. Next question. Who takes longer to get ready? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Who's the better dancer? 3, 2, 1.
Zach.
No. Wait. Really?
Believe it or not.
Who is the better driver? 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Okay, next question. Who is the funny one? 3, 2, 1.
Katie.
Okay. Who's the better cook? 3, 2, 1.
What the heck?
You can't just say both every answer.
I didn't. I cook really good salmon. You cook really good steaks and other protein. I think we balance each other out and we make good meals.
Great meals.
Yeah.
Last question here, and then we can wrap this up and get to the fun stuff too. Who spends more time on social media? 3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Katie. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a good way to pass the time, especially when you're stuck in a house for 4 days.
Go on social media.
At all. Like if I'm on my phone, it's probably like a puzzle game or reading emails. Like that's,
yeah.
I'm not a big social media guy.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the best. I mean, this is also such a crazy time where, as you both have seen, like people either love you or they hate you. And it's just, it can be a very scary place. So that's probably good to just stay off of social media for a while. All right. Let's get into our last part, which is our resource section of the podcast. Now, Zach, I know you know how this goes, but Katie, basically, we love to keep our listeners informed and up to date on very important topics. So I will kick it off and then I will let you two go. So my resource for this week, it's a docuseries called Eyes on the Prize. And it's basically broken up by like different years, time frames, decades, but it's the docuseries is about different events and people that have basically helped end the country's or helped try aim to eradicate this country's longstanding history of discrimination and segregation. Obviously, we still have a ways to go, but that is my resource, Eyes on the Prize. And now you two, if you have one that you would like to share, please do so.
I would say, I think incorporating me as a nurse, my profession and diversity in one is kind of neat. So with my line of work, especially in the emergency department, we have this association called ENA, so Emergency Nurses Association. And it's an organization that actually represents a lot of nurses. And they have a web page that supports DEI. And it just embodies equality as well as
it's cool because it's they staff like emergency nurses across the country, but they staff of all backgrounds and they go to all hospitals regardless of background, race, religion, anything like that. And that's like their prerogative. So
it's really cool. It supports like volunteers. It also has like a bunch of courses and resources that just integrate all that. So it's super cool.
Awesome. I feel like that's so important in, I mean, really any career path, but especially for nursing and the healthcare field, it's so needed. So thank you for sharing that. And now is the last fun part before you can go out and live your lives. This is our rose and thorn. So basically your highlight, best favorite moment or memory from this entire time, whether it was filming, whether it was during the time when you were getting to know each other during like this limbo phase or now. And then obviously the thorn is the opposite. So an awkward moment, a moment you maybe wished didn't happen, or a learning lesson. So with that, you two take it away.
I'll do the rose and then you do the thorn.
Deal.
I would say the rose would be me getting the final rose.
Valid.
Valid. Yeah. And my rose is marrying my best friend. And my thorn.
Oh, you're doing both. Okay.
Well, I was just, I had to. Yeah. Have to. And then my thorn is, kind of the events of the week prior, the way I went into the week, the way I tried to create parameters and these really unnecessary boundaries and having it affect everyone's the way it did. Like, that was not my intention and ever was. And yet it kind of doesn't matter. It was the decision I made, and it's something I look back with regret on how I handled it. But that was a really tough moment, but a learning and a growing point, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said, babe.
Yeah. Well, you two, we are so excited for you. As I said, the best is yet to come, but you're just going to have so much more to look forward to as a partnership now. So if you ever need anything, we're always here. If you need advice or whatever it might be, please let me know. If you're ever in Southern California, come hang out with me and Tommy. We'll take you out to dinner to celebrate you too. But we can't wait to see where this life takes you and to see this next chapter in Austin. So enjoy it all. Go have fun, you two crazy kids.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, what a fun episode. I know that you all can listen. You can't see the happy couple, but they really look so in love. They look so happy and just really at ease. And there's just this beautiful comfort level between them that you can just, it's coming through the screen here. And so I'm so thrilled for them. Please send all of your well wishes their way. And yeah, thanks for tuning in each and every week to us on Happy Hour. We obviously couldn't be here without all of our listeners. And one last thanks to Zach and Katie for joining us today. I know their schedules are going to be crazy busy, but we appreciate them hopping on Happy Hour. So everyone, please make sure to hit us up on social. You can follow us at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram. And from there, you'll find everything that you need to know to follow us on both Twitter and TikTok. And for all of you Prime members out there, you can always listen to Bachelor Happy Hour ad-free on Amazon Music. Just download the Amazon Music app today, or you can also listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, please tell us all about yourself by completing a very short survey at wondery.com/survey. And thank you, everybody, for listening this week. It's such a fun time having this new happy couple on. So we will see you next time. Take care, everyone. Cheers!
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.